You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Martheller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services ran tick ID surveys last year. In 2024, 610 surveys were collected, and this year the service is open again. They have a QR code available on their Facebook page, Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and they have a link available as well, where you can find out more information about a tick you've collected with their DHS tick ID service. June 7th over at Kenan Memorial Park, there's a June Dairy Month breakfast. This will be taking place from 7 a.m. until noon, and there will be no charge. You can just come and enjoy good food, fellowship, and support local farmers. Once again, this is taking place at Kenan Memorial Park on June 7th from 7 a.m. until noon. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Langley County deputies are asking for assistance in searching for a lost boy. 14-year-old Jacob Hutton is believed to be a runaway and may be traveling on a small black mountain bike. There is a picture and further details available on WSAW.com. If you have any information on Jacob or his whereabouts, you are asked to please contact local authorities immediately. Getting him home safe is the top priority. Saturday, June 14th, it's the 58th annual Lumberman's Day. There's going to be a pre-party Friday, June 13th. We're invited for refreshments, music, and camaraderie over at Catawba Park, along with a 5:30 p.m. car show and a bonfire, along with many other fun activities. And Saturday, June 14th, there's going to be such things as the Phillips Children's Museum, a parade at 10:30, live music from Lee Jones at 11:30, a horseshoe tournament, a volleyball tournament, girls softball, a beanbag tournament, sawing contest, and much, much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 14th, over at Catawba Park. Two members of the Wisconsin LGBTQ Plus Caucus were on hand for the Pride Flag raising ceremony in Green Bay on Sunday. Lisa Hale has more.
On Sunday, the city of Green Bay raised the Pride Flag, and some state lawmakers were on hand to show their support, including 90th District Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner.
Especially during dark times, to love out loud is a radical act. To be partnered with the mayor of Green Bay, who sees our community, who's trying to make sure that every resident, no matter how they identify, who they love, how they show up, can thrive in the city of Green Bay. And that, to me, is worth celebrating.
And 89th District Representative Ryan Spotty, who used his time to tell the crowd about a package of bills that the LGBTQ plus caucus introduced last week to ban conversion therapy and end gay or trans panic defenses, among other things.
I don't know if these bills are going to become law this session or the next one or the one after that, but I know with all of my heart, every fiber of my being, these bills will become law one day in Wisconsin.
Several hundred people were on hand for the resource fair and flag-raising ceremony at Liked Park Saturday afternoon.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher. At least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Therese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Ana de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers? Yes, please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is The Hunt for Michael J. Fox's guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. Critics love the Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick, and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer, who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.